Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. You are in the meeting now. There are 5 participants in the meeting.
Where's the meeting for the cost of COVID people?
Whatever's there.
Just good, huh?
Yeah, let me know. I just texted him.
I always
make it that the host doesn't have to let anybody in.
Right.
Oh, you did for me. Is it not working?
It is. Oh, it should be.
Just okay.
Is it working?
No, no one could
see. Okay, fine. It's working. It's good.
I don't like
the
Seahawks, yeah.
I just start. I just show the numbers and then.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. I think the Hellion contract also.
Okay. And then I'll just mention it. Okay with that mention. Didn't need the company.
Let's go down.
My older sister
out of
the house now, so I don't know
anyone. All right. She's not in today. She's having to put them in. I'm not good. I don't know. All right, so yeah, I can believe
it's one of them.
Yeah, I can definitely believe it.
All right. Have a good one, Richard.
We are live.
From you don't know.
Nope. Everybody can hear me on the phones? Someone answer?
Yes.
Don't be shy.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our monthly meeting. I think we've done this for a bunch of months already that everybody probably knows it's coming at some point in the first week of the month. Welcome to our February Vision 86 meeting. So as we always do, I'd like to first say hi to everyone, and specifically, I do see some new faces over here. They were not warned beforehand that they're going to have to introduce themselves to everybody. So don't be shy. It's okay. We're not going to ask a million questions. I just see some new faces over here, and if I missed you guys, then, or if I thought you weren't here last month and you really were, please let me know. Hard to keep track of it. We really appreciate new people coming on. We enjoy it. We like it. New people to the team. So let's start over here. I see there's somebody sitting right over there. If you don't mind telling us your name and what you do.
As we care.
Welcome to the team.
Okay. I'm being tested over here.
Well, who's the next one that wasn't here last month? Right there, go. Perfect.
I'm
going to
say that. I do
intake for Deluxe. Intake for Deluxe. Perfect. Okay, welcome. Anybody else? Did I miss anyone? Oh. Four? Let's be careful. There we go.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the team. Anybody else that I missed? Speak now, or you don't want to speak, so you're not telling us?
I was. I'm sorry.
We know, Rebecca. We got you. Rebecca, tell everybody who you are, though.
I'm Rebecca. With a J.
With a J, exactly. All right, here we go. We're going to have some good clapping going on in a second. It was an exciting month, January. It was a good way to start the new year's for some of the companies. So thank God we're proud to say over here that we had 2 companies. Okay, Melissa. We have 2 companies that hit their goals. We have Eagle is at 99%, everybody. Let's get a round of applause. They're at 67 out of their 68. It really had 68, but we won't go there.
No.
68 only had 68. And then we have VWC, which it says one dot dot dot, which is 27.
Really exciting. So hopefully it's a good way to start the year,
and it continues and it carries through. The other companies, I will say that Family First and GardenView, here's their numbers. I will go to the next slide in a second. Did exceed previous months, so hopefully it's on the up. Deluxe, hopefully will be on the up starting this month. It had a nice 4 months prior. Whatever reason, January wasn't a great month for it. We'll say like it is. But hopefully these two and the other three or four will continue to keep on going, and we will make our goals. As you just look at it from over here, January, Eagle 6-7 to 68. They were short 199. Family did hit 48 out of their 72. GardenView did go 50%. UWC and Deluxe, and if you compare it to the previous month, December. So the truth is, in the previous month, Eagle was only 61, got 66. So we had more starts in January than we had in December. And Family also had a nice jump in January. GardenView got a jump as well. UWC, we know, had a nice jump. So everybody jumped in January from December, except for Deluxe. So hopefully onward and upward. And I'm hoping next month when we come to meet in our March meeting, all five companies will have hit their goals or even exceeded their goals. Would be really nice. So great job, everybody. And then these are just specific in terms of overall goals met, percentage-wise. I know it's a little tricky to look at it. And then we have here, what's this? Oh, we just talked from a December perspective. Again, Eagle, we know they're this. We know they exceeded. Eagle has now hit it for 2 months in a row. So you know what that means, but I just want to explain something. In our religion, when you do something three times in the Jewish religion, the English word is chazak. It makes it as if that now that's the way it is. So, yeah, set in stone. There you go. Good way of saying it.
No going back.
There's no going back. There you go. So you hit this in February. No, not that same.
It's one time. It's one time to reset. Actually, you really did.
Okay, February goals. I mean, you guys are all excited.
Okay, so 3 months.
So the good news is that basically now that we hit in January, we worked ourselves up to the last 3-4 months of 2025, and now basically every company more or less is sitting at where we want to hit. Eagle, we expect to be at 68. Family First, we're hoping to get to 72. BWC, you hit the 27. We'll keep it at 27 for now also. Let's see how it goes over the next month or two. Deluxe, we got to push it. We're going to get there. GardenView, we should get there. And we're going to talk about this company in a second. Judah, nice little plug over there, throwing it in. We'll talk about it in a second. But these are the companies. Guys, you know what you got to do. Let's make it happen. We know February has a couple of less days in the month, but that's your fault, not ours. So let's make it happen. I do want to give a shout-out to a couple of regarding this little part of the slide over here. Eagle Home Care had a goal of 120. This is going to be what they're supposed to do, 135 for February. But January, their goal was 120, and they exceeded their goal. They onboarded 125 caregivers this year.
They exceeded 125 caregivers in January. So
shout out to Eagle and to the team, Cynthia and all the rest of the team, Rebecca, everybody, great job. And hopefully you'll exceed the 135 next month. Amazing. Great job, guys. Okay. And then we have here, as you all heard from Abe at the end of the year party, that we're expanding into other states. So I guess once we're all sitting here, I have to just let everybody know that effective in January, we acquired an agency in Ohio called Rhonda's House. So I know nobody here is involved in it at this point, but just letting everybody know what's out there, what we're doing. Ohio Home Care Agency. Another one, and there's another one that actually we did not include in here. Another one, Upstate New York Licensed Home Care Agency, called Independent Home Care again as well. We acquired it in January, so stay tuned, guys. We're growing. We're moving.
Okay, just want to jump in for a second. Last month, one of the things we sort of put on the slide was some swag for sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people told me that they don't want sweatshirts. So there's some, a lot of people. So there's something else that should be coming between 9:15 and 11:15 today. So let's see if it comes in time for the meeting, but hopefully we'll be able to give it out. And this came recommended by a few people, so if you like it, I'll tell you who to thank. If you don't like it, I'll tell you also who to okay. But we got them. They should be very nice. Hopefully you'll be able to use them, and we'll give them out whenever they come. I just want to add on to what Avi said about most of the companies, increased from last month. So I was talking to Avi and Abe and the team yesterday, and we were thinking like this. First of all, I'm going to ask you guys to prepare some thoughts of what you think we did differently over the last 2-3 months to be able to hit these goals. But another thing is that this really shows what we're capable of. And these goals would not be possible without everyone from the first person who answered the call to the last person who dealt with the patient, at the end of the line. But the question A is what was done differently? And also, what do we have to continue doing to hit these goals? A few months ago, for example, Eagle didn't hit close to these amounts of starts. We were at 30, 35. We doubled it in 6 months. What changed? Meaning, forget marketing lines or forget this. People, personnel, there's a lot of things that go into it. And we have to think we could come up with some ideas now, but it just shows what we're capable of for each of the companies. For that, even Family First, for example, Family First went up 25% more than last month. Garden View went up 33% more than last month. So it could be its personnel, its processes, it's a lot of different things, but it shows what we could do, and we're going to continue doing those, and I want to take some ideas from company A or B and put them to company C or D, and vice versa, see what has to be done so that all the companies could be as proud as the Eagle and Because We Care. So I'm going to open the floor. You guys could share some ideas. If no one shares, we'll call on a few people at random. And, anyone want to give some ideas? Nama.
Start. Okay, I would say communication. So everybody works as a team. So as long as everyone communicates and everybody's on the same page to push, there's nothing that pretty much can stop it unless an officer come in or they don't want services. But that's pretty much how I know for Eagle and Family Care, that's one.
Be more specific. Be specific means what did you do different in January or did in November? That's the point of teaching others what you do differently.
No, I know. So,
I think with the whole intake line thing, the calls are going through to whichever coordinator is available, helps a lot because then it's like a front person who's able to take that call and help and assist that client or that aide or whoever is coming through. So it's like we're helping HR as well when the intake call comes through and they're like, yeah, I'm looking for work. I'm like, all right, let's get this going. So I think that line has become
the chance of the referral dropping is less because the line of communication from the beginning throughout, the line of communication is more connected.
That's not different. Okay, but that's not different. Look, it's a good point, but that's not different. It's a good point, but that's not different company to company. Doing the same on other companies, so we're trying to see anyone from even either of these fields can give us better ideas to others. What are they differently than others?
And what did Eagle and BWC do that they could say, now apply that to Deluxe or Garden View, and then they'll be able to achieve the numbers? That's specifically
what Melissa said. That's like the staffing and intake. When we got a new case, I would get a call from Melissa, from Erica, from Sadie. I got the two cases coming on your sheet now. Jump on it. It just gives you, like, there's a lot more. So the case, I staff the case, I pull them up. This case is staffed. Let's get me off.
So the agency, something should be done now, not tomorrow, which we call now level 2. Just to make sure connecting out all the dots instantly, rather do it now rather than tomorrow.
Yeah, it's more also, like I said, it's not, this is not my job, it's not oh my God. HR needs documents to have a caregiver. Hey, I need you to send me XYZ, or if you have staffing, so you have to translate. Hey, let me get this, call the aide, let me confirm. So as long as everybody's not sticking to their role and helping others achieve their role, I think
that's an important point. Everyone, even if it's not your job, if you can pick up the phone and make it happen for HR, even if you're not doing HR, you can make it happen and expedite. You're gonna be able to meet the goal.
So, BWC.
month, or other month, did not
be as in,
which is you. And why is that? Well, not getting no for an answer. Like, if someone gives you an issue, you don't just say, okay, there's a roadblock and goodbye, but we don't give up. And the team was trained to bring issues forward to supervisors or other team members to try to help work around the roadblock.
You need to help push as much.
Well, that's a big change.
That's a change, sure.
That's a legal change that we could do.
Don't take no for an answer, the council. Thomas, you want to go BWC?
I think I drove everybody a lot more nuts this month than that. I think one of the things we did was really started pushing much earlier in the process to get the aides compliant, even like when they're in the enrollment process, where someone's going to know the hours, whatever it is. We really made a push there, so by the time the auth comes in, which could take, you know, a week or two even from the time they get onto a plan, that they're already compliant, which helps us going, besides for other challenges that come up, but at least the aide was ready to go and we can push it. So we created different reports. We got it to HR much earlier. We even started collecting IDs even in the beginning when we don't know where the cases are going, just to give them a head start. So it was a big push over there, which helped when the auth came in, that we had a lot more ready to go.
So that's applying to an enrollment team. Anyone in an enrollment team, you have to start working. I know it's tough on the intake people to meet the goal, but to the people who work at Roma, who start doing HR earlier in the process, as they see the case get to the finish line on the Roma side, it will expedite the process on the intake and we can start cases much quicker.
Anyone else? Amazing. Great job, guys. Let's hit the keep at it. And whatever we did last month, let's do it even better this month.
Yes, thank you everyone for making this happen. I'm sure this month, even with, sorry, it's two business days shorter. Now, it's four business days, but only two business days shorter. Two business days shorter. So we can still make it happen. We're going by month. We're not going by days. The goal is by month. So thank you everyone for making it happen. I know some of you were not happy a little bit. We started level two. We were pushing heavy, but I think ultimately everyone sees that the process can work. It works fine. The last 2 months I've been pushing that. And again, just mention again, the level two means a case that is ready to go. We need to have a strike team that's doing, not taking no for an answer. We're starting the case for every price, everything we do, we'll push from every side. Make sure the case starts within 48 hours. So that's the key to make sure you can meet the goal. And hopefully we're going to continue coming months, and even the other companies will also get up to the goals. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Next month, please let the organizers know.
Oh.